On the morning of my interview, I slept until 8, went downstairs to the kitchen, and poured myself the last of the coffee. I stood at the counter, watching out the window as I sipped, and then pushed up my sleeves and turned on the water to wash the breakfast dishes that Amy and Jonathan had left stacked in the sink. In just a few days, I would leave them. Amy had bought a crib and tucked it into the garage. A few days after that, she came home with a bag from a toy store. A stuffed bunny peeked over the side. She asked me how my English final went, and I told her that I wrote about the collapse of social mores in a couple of short stories, and she said it sounded great. And then she took the bag into their bedroom as though it were nothing. She was only being kind. I knew that. They hadn't asked me to stay. The sink was empty. I scrubbed it until it was perfectly white, and then I turned off the water. I tried to breathe. I tried not to want this so badly. My phone buzzed. "Are you ready?" Karen asked. She'd been my social worker for 4 years, and even though I could tell she was in traffic, probably dribbling coffee on her skirt and checking her email as she talked to me, she calmed my racing heart. "I think so," I said. "Remember, they read your letter. I've told them so much about you. They've talked to all your references. This is just a final step, and you get to make sure you really want it."
"I want it."
"I know you do, honey. I want it for you too. Call me as soon as it's over." He knocked at 10:30, exactly when he said he'd arrive. "Mila?" he asked when I opened the door. He stuck out his hand.
"Nick Bancroft, so nice to finally meet you."
I led him into the kitchen, where a round table sat beneath a window in the sun, and the chairs were close enough for friendly conversation, but far enough apart for strangers.
"How are you doing?"
he asked after we sat.
"Well, finals are over, so that's good," I said.
"Yes, congratulations. Your transcripts are solid. Have you considered college?"
I shrugged. "Maybe I'll go at some point."
He nodded, but I saw that he felt sorry for me. My eyes darted to the window. I didn't know how to talk about my life with someone who understood. I clenched a fist in my lap and forced myself not to cry. I was ready to prove my work ethic. Talk about the hours I spent volunteering at the library, and assure him that I was not afraid of dirt, or messes, or children throwing tantrums. But I was not ready for this.